And let's now turn to another story in the news, which is pretty shocking as well, and that is ATF agents were told to stand aside as hundreds of guns were sold to Mexican drug cartels, with two of these guns under ATF surveillance ending up at the scene of the fatal shooting of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. We're now joined by a former ATF agent, Special Agent Gerald Nunziata, who is a partner in the firm Crime Gun Solutions. He is a former Special Agent of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms, where among other duties he served as a Firearms Interdiction Program Manager and a Special Agent in charge of ATF's National Tracing Center. He is an internationally recognized expert on tracing guns used in crimes. In essence, he developed the techniques now used to trace gun crimes. And, of course, we're very familiar with these, Gerald, from these CSI shows on television. And you developed that technology. So what do you make of the hearing today in the Congress and the outrages that was expressed about the ATF standing aside while these guns were shipped to the Mexican cartels, one of two of whom ended up killing a Border Patrol agent?
Well, as I listened to the conversation and read the report, there was a constant theme through the whole thing. They couldn't prove anything was illegal. They even said that, in the report, the agent said that they made the gun purchases legally, but then they were illegal purchases. In our laws, under our government, anybody could go into a gun store and buy as many guns as they want and walk out of the store. There's nothing illegal about that. And what you do with the guns, that's your personal business, as long as you don't cross state lines and dispose of them. So you could go into a gun store, buy 1,000 guns, and a day later you could go to a gun show and sell them to anybody that would pay you money for them. And there's nothing really illegal about that.
So Congressman Darrell Issa, in charge of this oversight committee, he's a Republican from just south of here. So he's just posturing? I mean, in other words, the real problem is the Congress itself in not
part. Right. I worked in South Florida on gun running to South America and to New York and up north, and we would have to follow the guns from the gun store to a customs warehouse where they turn them over to ship overseas before we could take any action. Or we actually had to follow them from Miami to New York City and actually see the purchaser hand the guns over to somebody who was not a resident of Florida. When they use this word straw purchaser, it's a very, very difficult thing to prove. You have to prove that that person went into the gun store to buy a gun for a specific person, and that person gave them the money and instructed them what guns to buy. Just because somebody went into a gun store and bought guns and went to somebody else's house and supposedly turned the guns over to them, that doesn't meet the definition of a probable cause. In fact, there are some things they alluded to if they wanted to grab guns. The NRA would have had a heart attack if we started grabbing guns, if people buying them out of gun stores or walking out of gun stores with them.
So what was the point of this Operation Fast and Furious?
Historically, you know, going back even when I was an agent in the 90s, guns from the south border always ended up in Mexico or South America. And we've always tried to stop the flow of guns. But every time we did, they would change and weaken the laws to give ATF less power. And it gave the gun dealers more power. There were several things in that congressional report that were illegal according to the Tiahrt Amendment that was put in by the gun lobby to allow ATF to share information to other jurisdictions.
Explain the Tiahrt. Gerald Nunziata, explain the Tiahrt Amendment to our audience, because it seems so counterintuitive that these guns that end up, and you're the one that developed the technology, they end up being crime guns. And people are being killed by these guns, but the information can't be shared with other law enforcement?
No, the Tiahrt Amendment only allows you to get information you submitted by your department, or what they call regional information, if you could identify a bona fide investigation, which is very unique because there's no definition of what a bona fide investigation is. In fact, the NRA up in Cleveland mentioned that the guns going to Mexico are not coming from the United States. because they said they had information from ATF that it was a misnomer that the guns are coming from the United States. I give you one example. When I worked at ATF, New York City police sold all their used guns, and a couple of them turned up in homicides. And the state of New York immediately prevented the sale of used police guns. They would give the states, the cities money if they have them destroyed. And the gun lobby screamed and hollered and said, you can't do that. So anytime there was kind of a reaction to stop these obvious loopholes, they're always stopped. And I feel bad for ATF.
Well, but isn't the story of ATF is that they're always being defunded, that the Congress cuts their funds so that they can't computerize their records, they're forced to, you know, isn't that the game that's played?
Well, just a couple of years ago, the ATF agents tried to interdict illegal gun sales at a gun show in Virginia, and they were brought before a congressional committee because how dare they surveil American citizens buying guns at a gun show? Now, anybody could go without any identification. They're not demonstrating this, and even the mayors against illegal guns have demonstrated this all over the country, but they refuse to shut down this loophole. And it's even what they're doing down there on the south border. Just look at all the gun dealers down there that moved in down there. And in this report, they only indicted one or two people. It just doesn't make sense that they're saying this is all illegal, but there was no laws broken. Even the U.S. attorney said there were no show me a law that was being broken.
Well, but the study's been done, though. This is the part of the so extraordinary. Again, I speak with Gerald Nunziato, who was the Firearms Interdiction Program Manager at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and now it's Explosives as well. And he was a special agent in charge of the ATF's National Tracing Center. He developed the technology that's used to trace crime guns. Senator Feinstein and Schumer and Sheldon Whitehouse have issued a report from the United States Senate Caucus on International Narcotics Control. This just came out. And they have done this exhaustive study, and they're pretty much proving that of about the 35,000 people who've died by organized crime-related killings in Mexico, about 60% of the deaths from the, which is up 60% from the last year, that most of the firearms are coming from the United States. I mean, the proof is there. So,
well, no, the proof is that the guns are turning up in Mexico. What they're lacking is proving what laws were broken at the gun dealer.
I see.
So you could go into the gun dealer and buy a gun, and a week later say, I'm going to Mexico, I'm going to bring it with me. Now, what law was broken? The law wasn't broken until you crossed the border.
I see.
Even if you had intent to do that, how do you prove that? You got to prove the intent by undercover operations, by getting informants, and or even getting cooperative gun dealers. And it's very difficult because the laws aren't there saying that you bought a gun and it turned up in Mexico that you should be tried or accused of a crime.
Well, you know, this is not coming out. What you're telling us is not clear from the way this story is being reported. The story is being reported as though this is another example of government bureaucrats sitting on their hands, and that they, you know, they're castigating the congressman today. We're castigating the ATF oversight people who had oversight over this operation, this surveillance operation, who apparently were told by their bosses that they couldn't interdict these guns. And the answer is, the reason they couldn't interdict these guns is that the laws are absolutely useless because the Congress is in the pocket of the NRA and have made sure that there aren't any effective laws.
Well, you know, they made in the statements that they wanted to stop the people coming out of the gun shows and grab their guns. My God, that's what ATF was known as back in the 70s. They stopped our budget because they thought we were going to, quote, grab guns. Or they inferred that, well, if we stopped and talked to those straw purchasers, they wouldn't do it again. But then later on, they admitted that the people knew they were surveilling them, and they still went and bought the guns. Because the people that are buying these guns know the laws are so weak that it would you almost feel sorry for the guy that gets caught doing something illegal.
Yeah, I'm just going through this very thick report of Senator Feinstein's that was just issued by the Senate Caucus on international narcotics control. And apparently the figure is of the nearly 30,000 firearms recovered in 2009 and 2010 in Mexico, where gun possession is illegal, some 70% were determined to have come from the United States.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not countering, I'm not arguing that.
Sure.
I'm saying that's a very true statement, but you can't, what could, there's no law to prevent it. The only laws you would have is smuggling guns across the border. It's not at the gun dealer where the first is purchasing. They have to go through a background investigation to buy these guns.
So does a... If ATF has no political support or little political support, and they're constantly beaten up by the NRA or by the congressman in the pocket of the NRA, what about the Border Patrol? They just lost their Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, who was killed by these guns that were purchased in the border states and ended up with the Mexican cartels.
You're right. They should be more interactive, but the TIAA amendment may prevent them from doing it.
I see.
Because if a Border Patrol officer in California comes across a gun, he can't determine that this guy had 50 other gun traces from other jurisdictions, because the TIAA amendment kind of prevents that, unless he could demonstrate he has a bona fide investigation to look into the history of all these other guns. And to be honest with you, he would have a hard time coming up with that idea, because he seized one gun. And give you an example of a TIAA amendment that when I was an agent with the Tracing Center, 200,000 times when I was under my career, we feared that the gun dealer was going to provide information to criminals that were involved with gun trafficking. We had special codes we put into the...
Well, I'm sorry we've run out of time, and I would love to get the rest of this story, but I thank you so much for joining us here today.
Yeah.
Gerald Nunziato, again, he designed all of these tracing methods in gun crimes, former special agent with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco and Firearms. So let's do a wrap-up on today's background briefing. We started out with Senator Bernie Sanders, who was very passionate about how the price of gas and food are being gouged and driven by speculators, and he's introduced legislation today to try and stop this. It's in a broader context of what he feels is a country that is of the rich, by the rich, and for the rich, and that the middle class are getting shafted. He doesn't think, he thinks when I suggested that was critical of the Republicans, he said, no, the Republicans are quite rational. They're not crazy. They're doing exactly what they want to do, which is take care of the rich, which is what they do. He lay more of the fault at the Democrats for not stepping up to the plate and standing up for the working Americans and the American middle class. Then we we went to Athens, Greece to talk to an American diplomat who quit in protest over the Iraq war. He still lives in Greece. He was with the U.S. Embassy there. And he is within a couple of minutes of where the tear gas is. And his prognosis about what's happening in Greece was pretty bleak. The people on the street are just so angry. They don't care about the big picture. They're furious with their own government, who's trying to squeeze these austerity measures. The conservatives are sitting back to waiting for the government to fall, but they're even more unpopular than the socialists. And the long and the short of it, nobody pays taxes in Greece. Nobody wants to take responsibility. And it is truly going to hell in a handbasket. He thinks it's not a question of when, it's not a question of if, but when Greece defaults on its debt and descends into chaos. And already that was indicated by a leak from a European Union email that where they privately expressed doubts that Greece was ever going to pay back its debts. And as soon as that leak came out, the U.S. stock market went in tanked today, and clearly the bond market, of course, smells blood in the water, and they're just pounding Greek bonds. Then we spoke with the representative of Planned Parenthood in North Carolina. She's had a miserable day because the legislature down there, the new Republican legislature, first in 100 years, overturned the Democratic governor's veto of a budget that had stripped out the funds for Planned Parenthood. They overrode the veto, so Planned Parenthood has lost its funds in North Carolina. This is the third state in a row after Indiana and Kansas. and is a part of a general broader national strategy. Then finally, we talked to a special agent from the ATF, the guy that developed gun tracing from gun crimes, about this insane situation where guns go from the southern states into Mexico. Some of these guns ended up killing a border patrolman, yet there's nothing they can do about it because the laws are written by the NRA. This program is available at ianmasters.com, where you can also check out my blog. I'd like to thank producer Spencer Downing and Kim Nassiter and assistant producer Ian Rowe. I'll be back again tomorrow with another background briefing. Bye for now. America.